Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And today we're going to have this special feature where we read from the Rockcliffe Review, the Bulletin of the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. And the title of the bulletin article we're going to read today is Churches of Christ Are Pre-Denominational. I want you to think on that word, pre-denominational. What do you think that means? Well, let me read to you this bulletin article. Once upon a time, there was a church that was not part of any denomination. This church began before any denomination began. It was the pre-denominational church. It is the church we read about in the Bible. When Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church," in Matthew 16:18. No one thinks that he was building a denomination. When those being saved were added to the church in Acts 2 and verse 47, no one thinks that they were joining a denomination. When Paul wrote a letter to the church of God which is at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 1, no one asked, what denomination of the Church of God was he writing to? It is easy to understand that the church that we read about in the New Testament was not a denomination. The church in the Bible began on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Every denomination began later. Modern denominations are institutionalized religious divisions. Jesus did not want a divided church. He wanted all of us united in Him. Before He went to the cross, Jesus prayed concerning His disciples that they all may be one, John 17:21. Paul would later write to the church at Corinth that there may be no divisions among you, 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 10. Religious division was not God's plan. And therefore, denominationalism was not God's plan. I have heard it said that the church should be undenominational. That is a good term, but it is not specific enough. As a prefix, un can mean not. And we can agree that the church should not be denominational. But un can have other meanings like reverse or opposite. Non-denominational may be a better term. Non almost always means not. And the church should not be denominational. Taking this further, it is suggested that the church should be anti-denominational. That is, it should be against the very idea of denominationalism. That also is good, because by being anti-denominational, the church is anti-religious division. For a long time, members of the Churches of Christ were about the only ones saying that they were non-denominational. Now there are many different kinds of churches that call themselves non-denominational. Many say they are a community church. Some use creative names like the Spirit of Love Church or Rock Fellowship. They say they're non-denominational because they're independent congregations that answer to no higher organizational structure. Oh, I understand that. But while these modern non-denominational churches value their independence, they do not always value Bible authority. They worship any way they want to worship. They teach their own plan of salvation. And they often openly fellowship those who do not share their distinctive faith. They still think that when it comes to salvation, one is just as good as another. Pre-denominational is a term that describes the church we read about in the New Testament. Pre means before. A church that is pre-denominational is a church that existed before there were denominations. The church Jesus built was pre-denominational. In the New Testament, people were baptized into Christ and added to His church. without joining any denomination. These pre-denominational Christians worked together and assembled to worship as independent congregations. Elders were appointed to shepherd these local flocks and oversee their work. Some of the saints were asked to serve as deacons. Christ was their head. They recognized a common identity with those in other locations with the same faith. Pre-denominational is a good term. It points back to the early church. Today, we can still hear the same gospel they heard, respond to it the same way, be added to the same church, and gather in local congregations to worship just as they did, without joining any denomination. We can be the pre-denominational church. That is what churches of Christ are, and that is what they always have been. And at the end of this, it says, see Romans 16:16. You look at Romans 16:16, and it says plainly, the churches of Christ salute you. Now, we read from the Rockcliffe Review, because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola, at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in this weekly, or daily, it's weekday, I shall say, 5 days a week, in this radio Bible school, we've been studying from Elam's Notes, which are a collection of the Sunday school lessons that he prepared for the Sunday schools of 1925. And we have come to the lessons that he prepared for January 25th, 1925. And the title of this Sunday school lesson is Jesus Comforts His Disciples. I want to read to you the lesson text. It is John chapter 14, verses 1 through 31. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know the way. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How know we the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life, and no one cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye would have known my Father also. From henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long with you, and dost thou not know me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou, show us the Father? Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I say unto you, I speak not from myself, but the Father, abiding in me, doth his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, and the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, that will I do. If ye love me, ye will keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, for it beholdeth him not, neither knoweth him. Ye know him, for he abideth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you desolate. I come unto you yet a little while, and the world beholdeth me no more, but ye behold me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. Judas, not Iscariot, said unto him, Lord, what has come to pass that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words, and the words which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. John 14:25. These things have I spoken unto you while yet abiding with you. But the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all that I said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be fearful. Ye heard how I said unto you, I go away, and I come unto you. If ye loved me, ye would have rejoiced, because I go unto the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe. I will no more speak much with you. For the prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, as the Father gaveth me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Now that is the textual reading for the lesson on Jesus comforts his disciples. The golden text is John 14:6, where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The devotional reading is the 20th Psalm. It has this inscription, for the chief musician, a Psalm of David. Jehovah answer thee in the day of trouble, and the name of the God of Jacob set thee up on high. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thine offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee thy heart's desire, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will triumph in thy salvation, and in the name of our God will we set up our banners. Jehovah, fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that Jehovah saveth his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will make mention of the name of Jehovah our God. They are bowed down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save Jehovah, let the King answer us when we call. And so in the next few days, as we continue in this Warren County Radio Bible School, we're going to be reading about how Jesus comforted his disciples in that upper room in Jerusalem on that Thursday night before he was betrayed. And so some of the things we're going to read, the headings. Let not your hearts be troubled. Many mansions. Christ will come again. Only one way of salvation. Christ and the Father are one. Christ work in heaven. And the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit.